The Sunday Hangman, A Kramer and Zondi Investigation by James McClure, narrated by Stephen Crossley. Built of attractive brown brick, it looks more like a modern office block. Heavily barred windows are set into the walls. White marble steps, flanked by lush, colourful flower beds and rolling lawns, lead up to the huge door of highly polished wood. The door is heavily studded. On the outside is a shining polished brass door knocker and an eye slit inlaid in brass. The only indications of the function of the block are the watchtowers at the corner. Inside the block, the prisoners awaiting execution are under observation 24 hours a day. Pretoria News. 1. Tolly Erasmus looked at the room in which he was about to die and saw there the story of his life. Nothing had ever turned out quite the way he'd imagined it. For once, however, he was very relieved to find this was so. In nightmare after nightmare, he had seen himself in a harshly lit execution chamber that had whitewashed walls and high fanlights, a scrubbed wooden floor and a crude beam, a long lever and a thick, blood-stained rope. Whereas, in fact, the chamber was far more like a hospital corner, screened off by green curtaining and lit by a warm orange glow. There was a clinical sparkle to the brass pulley, and the rope was so clean it must have been specially sterilized, assuring him of a swift, certain, scientifically humane end to his days. Tolly was thinking very fast, absorbing all this in a twinkling, while on another level wondering what had happened to all the in-between bits. He couldn't remember his arrest.